leaders of Argentina's Jewish community turned their Holocaust Memorial Day ceremony into a protest. It was aimed at President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. There's outrage in the country after the mysterious death last week of a prosecutor who was looking into the unsolved bombing of a Jewish community center in 1994. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Buenos Aires.
Normally, today's Holocaust remembrance ceremony would have been held at the Foreign Ministry, but a large part of the Jewish community decided to boycott that event and hold their own on the site of the deadly bombing 20 years ago. Speakers, including the treasurer of the Delegation of Argentine-Israeli Associations, Mario Komisarenko, wanted to make clear why. In honor of the victims, we will not sit at the table with people who do not tell the truth, he said, and do not impart justice. We have also come here, he said, to honor Alberto Nisman, a prosecutor who became a victim, he said. That attack happened in 1994. A bomb leveled the Argentine-Israelite Mutual Association, or AMIA as it's known here, killing 85 people and wounding hundreds. Alberto Nisman was the lead prosecutor on the case. He had accused Iran of masterminding what happened. Nisman died last week in murky circumstances, just before he was going to present evidence which he said would implicate President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner of a cover-up intent in absolving Iran of responsibility. For the Jewish community, it is only the latest twist in what Argentines agree is a terrible saga and a national shame that began with the AMIA bombing.
Those first moments were really terrible, of course. I think that I couldn't say a word because I saw the destroyed building at my feet. That was the worst moment.
Anita Weinstein was at AMIA the day of the attack. She only narrowly escaped losing her life because she had left her office momentarily to another part of the building. Her parents were Holocaust survivors, and she says she will never forget what her mother told her after the attack happened.
She said, "I would never have thought that a daughter of mine would be a survivor of an attack against Jews." She thought that humanity had learned something.
In the following years, the investigation was marred by incompetence and obstruction of justice. In fact, the only people to have been charged in the case were those who were supposed to be investigating it.
Los sucesos fueron diferenciándolos cada vez más.
What happened after that was everyone was driven apart, APEMIA's Pablo Guiter says. He belongs to one of the four groups which now represent the families of the AMIA bombing. They all have different ideas about who was behind the bombing and what should be done now. Many say the bombing was the work of Iran and Hezbollah, as Nisman was investigating. Others, like Pablo Guiter, say Carlos Menem, president at the time, and accomplices were behind it. There's also little consensus on what should be done moving forward.
Si esto sigue en manos de jueces y fiscales,
we will never know the truth if this remains in the hands of judges and prosecutors, he says. We are guaranteed another 20 years of impunity going forward. Guiter says he wants to see an independent truth commission established. Others contend that won't work, and those culpable need to be pursued through the Argentine justice system. Romina Manguel is an investigative journalist who has been following the AMIA case since the attack happened. She says, in many ways, those who still fight for a resolution to the bombing are broken people.
Y ahora los familiares están solos.
They were left alone in their battle for justice, she says. In the last 20 years, many have died of pain, of despair. The years went by and AMIA didn't matter to anybody, she says. Now, with the death of Alberto Nisman, the case has been resurrected, and it's at the heart of a national scandal. Still, Anita Weinstein says she isn't sure they'll ever find out what really happened that day in 1994.
I hope so. I don't believe so.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Buenos Aires.
In the U.S. in 1961, nine young black men served jail time for sitting at an all-white lunch counter. Tomorrow, the surviving members return to court to be exonerated. Be sure to listen for that story and for much more as you start your day with Morning Edition.